you know the song, please sing along. We're gonna slow it down, but I need you just to praise. And if you don't know the song, just close your eyes and lift your hands to the Lord. Hallelujah. And just praise along with us. Thank you, Jesus. We give him the highest praise. Hallelujah. Come on, let the church say, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Hosanna.
Minister Paul and the assistant pastor, giving honor to all the elders and ministers deacons, giving honor to my wife, giving honor to all the saints of God. I say, praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
It is nothing but the Spirit of God that inspired Minister Paulette to read what she read about this recall. And I was sitting over there and I was just shaking my head. I said, God, you're awesome. Because what I'm going to talk about and what I was inspired to speak to you about today is regeneration and degeneration. I didn't know she was going to present this. This is nothing but the Holy Ghost. And what I did up here above, where it says some of the symptoms include, and I put degeneration, loss of direction, foul vocal, and what's that, admissions? Emissions, whatever. Lack of peace and joy, degeneration. And then I put down at the bottom, regeneration, where it speaks about love, joy, peace. I said, that ties in with my message. That's nothing but the Holy Ghost. So we're on one mind and one accord, amen? We're on the same page. And it's good to be on the same page. Without any further ado, I want you to stand with me and turn to the book of Genesis, chapter number 2. And I'm giving you the subject before we even get into the message. The subject will be, we all need regeneration. I'm going to break that down by the help of the Lord. Let me get a little water. Inspiring testimonies. Inspiring. God is real. Sister Bloom's song, that song. The other song came to me as real, real, real. Jesus is what? Real to me. So many people doubt him. Isn't that something? So many people doubt him. But I can't what? That is why I love him so, because he's what? He's real. How do you know he's real? I dare you to call on the precious name of Jesus. I backed atheists up in the corner. I said, I can prove to you that God is real. No, you can't. No, you can't. I said, there's a name that you can call. If you call on this name out of the sincere depths of your heart, you got to call on from the depths of your heart. You just can't say it any old kind of way. I said, that name is the name of Jesus. And when I said it with authority, some of them have taken off, just ran, because they weren't for real. But if you call on the name of Jesus out of the depths of your heart, the Spirit of God will draw near to you. Amen? Out of the depths of your heart. In the second chapter of Genesis, where are we going here? Verse number 7, it's on the screen for those that don't have a Bible. And we pray that you get one. We have Bibles. I have some in the trunk of my car. I'll give you one. Thank you. Amen? I got a couple of Bibles in my car. God put it on my heart. I got Bibles. Let us read. And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. And man became a living soul. And man became a living soul. I want to drop over to verse 15. Can we go to verse 15? And the Lord God took the man and put him in the garden of Eden to dress it and to keep it. And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden thou mayest freely eat, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil thou shalt not eat of it. For in the day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die. Let's read that part again. For in the day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, this afternoon, Lord God, we thank you. We thank you for having a mind to be in the house of God. We thank you, Lord God, for the theme this year is a right mind. A right mind, because only a saved mind is a right mind. Lord God, we pray that you just prick our heart this afternoon. There's some soul trying to say, what must I do to be saved? Find us out this afternoon, Lord God. Speak to our hearts. Help us all to apply the word of God to ourselves. Help us to realize that we need you, Lord, and we need salvation. Now, Lord God, you take full control. If there's anything that's not like it, we subject it in the name of Jesus. Let us all say in Jesus' name. Amen. The subject this afternoon is we all need regeneration. Before we can talk about the definition of regeneration, we must talk about generation. God formed man from the dust of the ground. Scripture said he breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and he became a living soul. We're made in his image and after his likeness. I think about every baby that's born into the world. Every little child that comes into the world. You know how you buy something and it says made in China, made in Japan? Every child that comes forth out of the womb of their mother, God puts a stamp on them. Made by God. 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 Babies being born right now. Made by God. Regardless of the circumstance, made by God. He's the author of life. Made by God. Made by God. Made by God. Red, yellow, black, and white. Made by God. Made by God. Made by God. God puts a stamp on every human being that comes into this life. Made in his image. After his likeness. Adam and Eve had a perfect relationship with God. Turn with me to the third chapter of Genesis. Adam and Eve had a perfect relationship with God. God, to be generated, means that God created man in his image and after his likeness. He was in a state of innocence, these two were. They had a covering over them. They had a relationship with God, a close relationship with God. And remember this, you and I and everybody that comes into this world, we are created to worship and praise God. You can't get away from that. We were created to worship, that's Bible. We were created. We were not created for our own purpose, selfish purpose. We were not created to be killing one another. We were not created to be hating one another. But we were created for God's purpose and for God's pleasure. We were created to worship him. We were created to praise him. We were created to yield our tongues over to him. Not cursing and swearing and profanity. But we'll get to that in a little while. So when he created us, he generated us. We weren't fearful. Man was not fearful of anything. He didn't have any guilt because he was in a state of innocence. He didn't know anything about guilt. He didn't know anything about wrong. He didn't know anything about sin. He had a perfect relationship with God. He was generated. We were created to bring, now watch this. We were created to bring God glory. We are the highest crown of his creation. We're higher than the angels. The angels are not made in his image and after his likeness. You and I are. But here comes the third chapter of Genesis. I heard one minister say one time, there's only two perfect chapters in the whole Bible. And I listened, I said, what is he talking about? The word of God is perfect through and through. But what he's trying to say, the two perfect chapters were man was made in his image and in his likeness, and he was obedient to God. But here comes degeneration in the third chapter of Genesis. Let us pick it up in verse number. I think I have it. Is it on the board? Genesis 3rd chapter, verse number 5. This is the serpent talking to Eve. We're familiar with this, amen? For God doeth know that in the day ye eat thereof, then your eyes shall be open. God had told Adam, he had told him in the 2nd chapter of Genesis, of all the trees you may freely eat, right? But the tree of the knowledge of good and evil thou shalt what? Not eat, for in the day that thou eatest thou shalt what? Surely die. Degeneration. Surely die. Death will start working in you. Surely die. You will be separated from me spiritually. Surely die. You will be severed from me. The relationship with you and I will be broken. For God doth know that in the day that ye eat thereof, then your eyes shall be opened, and ye shall be as God, knowing good and evil. And when the woman saw that the tree was good for the food, and that it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree to be desired to make one wise, she took of the fruit thereof, and did eat, and gave also unto who? Here we go. And gave also unto her husband with her. That rascal was right there. Wasn't protecting his wife like he should have been. Shame on him. And he did what? He did eat. Degeneration. 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 Next verse, please. Degeneration. Degeneration is a falling away from God. Degeneration, man lost his first estate. Degeneration, he was once close with God. He had a relationship with God. Amen? He had a moral obligation. He was created. Men and a woman was created to glorify God. And the eyes of them both were opened. No more innocence. And they knew that they were what? And they sewed what? Fig leaves together and made themselves aprons. Next verse, please. Here we go. Lord, help us. And they heard the voice of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And Adam and his wife hid themselves from the what? Presence of the Lord God amongst the trees of the garden. Go back up to verse number 7, please. And the eyes of them both were open, and they knew that they were naked, and they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves aprons. Those fig leaves that they sewed together, a type and shadow of mankind trying to cover sin his way. Think about it. Old Testament is types and shadows of what's going to happen in the New Testament. The Bible says all the ways of a man are clean in his old eyes. Types and shadows. Isaiah 64th chapter, verse number 6 says, but ye are all as an unclean thing, and all our righteousness is as filthy rags in the sight of the Lord. Mankind thinks that because he's right or good, that he should be good enough to go to heaven. But how can you go to heaven in a degenerated state? Amen? So what happens? Mankind becomes unclean now. All of a sudden, God shows up, and mankind hides from God. Because because he now spiritually has taken on a degenerated state. He has separated himself from God because of his willful disobedience. So mankind is born in sin. Isaiah 51st chapter. Psalms 51st chapter. David said, we're born in sin and shapen in iniquity. So everybody that comes into this life because of what Adam did is born in sin. Turn to Romans, the fifth chapter. Romans, the fifth chapter. We just want to look at this a little bit. Fifth chapter of Romans. Adam sold the whole human race into spiritual slavery. The Bible says so right here. Fifth chapter of Romans, verse number 12. It's on the screen if you don't have it. Wherefore, as by what? Read it with me. Wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, and so death passed upon what? How many? How many? For that all have what? That's the word of God. Skip over to verse 17. For if by one man's offense death, let's read it together, please. For if by one man's offense death reigned by one, much more they which receive abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness shall reign in life by one, Jesus Christ. So because of Adam's willful disobedience, mankind became degenerated, ungodly, unthankful. Here we're created to worship and praise God. Here we're created to honor God and bring God glory. Here we're created for God's purpose and God's pleasure. And in a degenerated state, mankind doesn't believe there's a God. In a degenerated state, mankind hates God. In a degenerated state, mankind kills mankind. Because of the degenerated spiritual state Adam had sold us all into, Cain killed his brother, Abel. The first death, the first brother to die. And ever since Cain killed his brother, Abel, brothers of the human race have been killing each other ever since. In a degenerated state. The only thing that can save mankind this afternoon is a regenerated state. And that comes through the Lord Jesus Christ and his sacrificial offering he made on the Calvary. And then he rose the third day. I want you to understand this thing. Salvation is everything. When one surrenders their life to the Lord Jesus Christ, they come back into that right relationship with God. Yes. Hallelujah. I like this paper because it says the recall. Regeneration is the recall. Regeneration is coming back into that right state with God. Regeneration is what mankind needs today. And without it, he's lost. Without regeneration, mankind left to himself will ultimately destroy himself. Amen. But man doesn't have the last say-so. God has the last say-so. Man left to himself. Look at man in his degenerated state. Russia pushes this red button. China pushes this red button. Germany pushes this red button. The United States pushes that red button. All these nuclear weapons blow everybody up. And then you got radiation all through the world. Everybody, man left to himself, the devil will have him destroy himself. War never solved anything. All war did was decrease the surface population. You would think after all these wars and rumors of wars, after all this fighting and killing, you writing to the Corinthians, he says, if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them who are lost, whom the God of this world have blinded the minds of them that believe not, lest the glorious light of the gospel of Christ should shine unto them. Degeneration. Degeneration will cause a man and a woman to refuse what God has to offer them. And what God has to offer is eternal life. You think mankind would get it after now? You think he would understand after now? But he constantly, Jesus constantly knocks on the door of people's hearts. Knocks on the door of people's hearts. Constantly knocking on the door of people's hearts. Thank God we let him in. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank God for salvation. Salvation is all about regeneration. Salvation is all about being made over again. Like Jesus told Nicodemus in the third chapter of St. John's Gospel. Now, religion by itself won't save anybody, because everybody is religious. All religion is a belief in something or someone. That's all religion is. The atheist has religion. The atheist doesn't believe in God. But what's his religion? He doesn't believe in God. What about the agnostic? The agnostic says, well, maybe there is and maybe there isn't. What's his religion? Maybe there is and maybe there isn't. That's what they believe. But one who has a repentant heart, one who is sensitive to the word of God and surrenders, that's the key word. This walk of God is all about surrendering, coming back to your Creator, getting that vertical relationship right. That's what regeneration is all about, getting that vertical relationship right. Because like I told you before, all these horizontals are temporal. And the reason the horizontal relationships don't work is because mankind doesn't have that vertical relationship right. When you get right with God and become regenerated, then these horizontals will work out by themselves. Because Jesus said the first and greatest commandment is to love the Lord thy God with all his heart, all your soul, and all your might. And the second is as unto this, love your neighbor as yourself. You can't do without the one without the other. In order to love your neighbor as yourself, who is anybody and everybody you meet during the course of the day, you've got to love God. Hallelujah. Regeneration brings you back into focus, because you're focusing on the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. Regeneration will cause you to love those that hate you. Woo! Hallelujah. Regeneration will cause you to love your enemies.
Right.
Regeneration. Regeneration will cause you to love everybody, even though they don't love you. And the reason they're not going to love you is because you've been regenerated. You've been one with Christ. Hallelujah. I urge you today to be thankful, to be encouraged, to walk in the faith that God has afforded unto us. Thank God for regeneration. We're living in the last and evil days. And as you and I look around, it's nothing more than the Bible being fulfilled. Now listen to me, because it's no mistake that you and I are here this afternoon. God allowed you and I to come into this world at this particular point in time. It's no mistake. And like Mordecai told Esther, he said, who knows except God has brought you to the kingdom for such a time as this. You and I have been brought into this body of Christ for such a time as this. Time is winding down. Time is running out. Hallelujah. We're in the home stretch of this spiritual race. And the race is straight and it's narrow. And I want you to know the way is closing tighter and tighter and tighter. Jesus said in the 7th chapter of Matthew, he said, enter ye in at the straight gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leads to destruction. And many there there be that go therein, but straight is the gate. Narrow is the way that leadeth to life, and only a few there be that find it. And I want you to understand the way is getting straighter, and it's getting narrower, and it's getting straighter, and it's getting narrower. And because it's getting narrower, you're not going to fit lies in there. You're not going to fit backbiting in there. It's too narrow. It won't fit. You won't fit deceit in there. You won't fit hatred in there. Homosexuality and lesbianism won't fit in there. You got to be saved. You got to walk in the light. It's a straight and narrow way. God's trying to tell us, get right, church. Let's go home. I laid down my life for you. It's time to be for real. It's no time to be playing church. Too many are playing church. Too many are half-stepping. Too many are messing around. It's time to be for real, Jesus. Time is wildness. Eternity is forever. We're only here for a little while. We're just passing through. Salvation, God uses the natural to relate to the spiritual. Salvation, how many of you have ever seen salmon swimming upstream? Raise your hands if you've ever seen salmon swimming upstream. I've never seen it in person, but I've seen it on the nature programs. When I saw it the first time in my life as a young boy, it blew my mind. I said, these fish are crazy. Don't they know they're going the wrong way? But after I got saved, after I gave my life to Jesus, God quickened that thing to me. The natural relates to the spiritual. Didn't Jesus teach that way? Nicodemus said, we know that thou art a teacher come from God. For no man doeth these miracles that thou doeth except God be with him. The natural relates to the spiritual. God has this thing fixed. Salmon swimming upstream. Didn't Jesus, when he went and called some of his apostles, didn't he say, come and follow me and I'll make you fishers of what? Yeah. Woo! Can't get away from it, can't. The fish represents souls. And the souls, the salmon swimming upstream represent those who are saved. Listen to this illustration. The current of the stream is going down, isn't it? And it's going down forcefully, isn't it? It's going down strong. It's easy to go to hell. You don't have to do nothing. All you gotta do is live unsaved. But when you give your life to Jesus, when you give your life to Now the way is straight and narrow, right? Living for Jesus is not a walk of peaches and cream and sugar and spice. Living for Jesus isn't all about being a wimp. Huh? If you're gonna live for Jesus, you're gonna go through something. Songwriter said, was Jesus bear the cross alone and all the world go free? No, there's a cross for you and there's a cross for me. Jesus said in the 16th chapter of Matthew, if any man that goes for one or two come after me, let them first pick up their cross and what? Crucify the flesh. Paul talking to the Christians in Rome in Romans 12 and 1. I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye might prove what is the good, acceptable, and perfect will unto God. In the spiritual, salmon swimming upstream represent the saints of God living a godly life, going against the natural flow. See, the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him, the Bible says. The natural man is a degenerated individual, the unsaved individual. They can't understand how come you and I come to church so much. They can't understand how come we always playing gospel music. They can't understand how come we always talking about the Bible. They can't understand how come we always talking about Jesus. Because he's changed our lives. When I think of the goodness of Jesus,
regenerated state.